Dolphin Universe today, aflame with the talk of the possibility of a new logo and uniforms for the 2013 season. Ben Volen of the Palm Beach Post putting up a blog last night that has caught everybody's attention, and we've spent much of the day discussing it online and now on the show. And one of the cool things about doing a team show is we can go right to the source on this kind of stuff. So very happy now to pick up the Metro PCS hotline and check in with the CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Mike D. He joins us, and you can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike D. Fins. He's been dropping hints about different things over the course of the last couple of weeks. If you're a Dolphin fan, you gotta follow at Mike D. Fins. And let's start with it right off the bat, Mike. We're not going to beat around the bush here. Is it definite? Is it certain? Because this is one of the questions I've gotten over and over today, that a logo change is taking place, or is this still something just in discussion?
Well, hey guys, how are you? First of all, I'm surprised. I'm not in South Florida today, so this wave of interest and enthusiasm over this topic is somewhat surprising, given the amount of time between now and the time it could happen, and I stress could happen. Actually, it really doesn't, because I know this is what is at the center of a lot of passion. You know, if there's uniforms and logos, and if you look back over the history of the team, we've had a very traditional look, one that hasn't changed very much from the inception of the team in the mid-60s. So I think the direct answer, Jesse, to your question is no comment.
All right, fair enough.
I'm just kidding. No. We've been working with the league. We got a lot of feedback from fans over the last couple years, looking at the variations of the logo, and we do a lot of focus groups, as you know, and have town hall meetings with season ticket members and other fans, and you know, it came up over and over again that the current logo should be looked at, and so we, you know, with a coming on board this year as a new partner of the NFL and being the on-field uniform provider, we set forth on a exercise about 6 months ago to evaluate the current look, to look at it versus the historical look predating the change that was made in the mid-90s, and then to, you know, really look at if there are some design direction that we can take moving forward that would, I think Ben captured it right, Volen in his story. We're going to have one eye on the history and the tradition. This is not going to be a change, as I think I said, from, you know, the Tampa Bay orange to the pewter gray that they went to. This is going to be, if we do it, much more subtle than that. I think you'll see our color scheme remain the same. I think you'll see the basic elements of the logo with the sunburst and the dolphin remain the same. But I think, you know, we're looking at options and alternatives with our friends at Nike and the NFL creative team to see if there might be some variations to what we have today that might be appealing. And, you know, we're probably in the, to mix metaphors here, the seventh inning of that process. And the last couple of innings are going to be about, sitting down with some fans and talking to them, getting their feedback. Certainly Steve Ross, and, he's seen what we've done to this point, and we'll continue to be a part of the process. And yeah, I think we'll make a final decision, you know, sometime in September. The deadline for 2013 is November. And if we, strike that great balance between history and what might be our future image, and fans embrace it and ownership embraces it, then there's a possibility we could make a change, but no decision's been made.
All right, possible and no decision yet made. Subtle changes, color scheme's going to remain the same. The sunburst and the dolphin will be there. We're in about the seventh inning of this process. I think those are all the questions and all the things that fans have wanted to know today as this thing gets discussed. Very, very interesting. At Mike D. Fins is with us. That's Mike D., the CEO of the Miami Dolphins. I know you tweeted a ticket special just a little while ago for the home opener against the Oakland Raiders. Speaking of logos, the 72 logo on that baseball cap that's going to be given away as part of the 40th anniversary celebration of the perfect team, that's the giveaway for the first game against the Raiders. And folks can go to your Twitter page to get all the information, or to tinyurl.com/stillperfect. That'll take you to the ticket special page, tinyurl.com/stillperfect, and you use promo code 1972. So you get some reduced price tickets to the home opener against the Raiders and an opportunity to grab that hat as well. It's amazing, you know, the baseball cap, you tweeted the picture of it yesterday and people went crazy over it.
Yeah, it's a great, and actually if you could, the picture's great, but if you actually could see it and hold it, it's even better. It's a really high quality 100% cotton hat, and we wanted to do something that was, not the typical giveaway item that some, franchises have used over time. We want this to be, high quality and something the fans will not only want to get, but want to wear and keep. And, you mentioned the 72 team, Jesse. One thing this organization will never, ever forget is what Coach Shula and that great team accomplished. And, it's 40 years, and I know a lot of South Floridians can't believe it's been that long, but, this year we will pay homage to them both, throughout the season, certainly with these opening day caps, but, later in the year on December 16th, we'll have some exciting announcements in a few weeks about what we're going to do that weekend. So, this is a time to celebrate that team and what they achieved. And, by the way, as it relates to the opening kickoff game, as we're calling it, and the caps, we wanted to make sure we provided an extra incentive for fans to come out that day. I mean, this is a $20 retail value, this cap. So, for some of our ticket categories, the value of the cap is, more than half the value of the ticket. But, we wanted to set the tone early. This is a team, you've heard Coach Philbin say it, we've got to establish Sun Life Stadium as our home turf. Got to make sure we reestablish the home field advantage that we need to, rise again to the top of the AFC East. So getting out of the gates early at home, having a great home faithful there, an enthusiastic crowd on September 16th is important. And then, we follow right back that with the Jets on September 23rd. So really putting a lot of emphasis on selling out those first two home games and making sure that, we have the Dolphin fans in attendance. Those white handkerchiefs of the 70s, this could be, they used to be called what, the horrible hankies. This is like the horrible hat, but that's a bad description because it's a great hat.
I agree with you, Mike. I think that a lot of people like to get back to traditional Dolphins, and I think that it's a great opportunity for the real fans, the real Dolphins, to come out and enjoy themselves. And I think that this hat is this great idea, especially since we're celebrating 40 years. Like you said, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but 40 years. And to take that 40 years into ushering a new regime and a guy like Joe Philbin that everybody's really excited about, I think it's a great promotional idea. And I think we're going to have a lot of true Dolphins out there for that game.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. One thing, Coach Philbin, you've had him on, I know, a number of times. There's no one guy we could have hired for this job has as much reverence and respect and interest in the history of this franchise as Coach Philbin does. I mean, he reached out to Coach Shula as soon as he got to South Florida. You've heard the story about him walking in the front door of the training facility so he could look at those Super Bowl trophies and the retired numbers. It came from a franchise with a great history in Green Bay. But he's quickly embraced the great history of this Dolphin franchise. And having said that, we're ready to make new history as well. So looking really forward to this opening kickoff game. And this promotion, by the way, is available only this weekend. So wanted to provide a little extra incentive to get your tickets early. So please check out the Twitter account. And Jess, I'm sure you'll have the details of that throughout the show today.
Mike, I know we're always doing things to promote different things, and one thing about the NFL, they don't like blackouts, and I've read some things about the Colts talking about having some games blacked out. What is this organization doing to hopefully get the fans coming into the games and avoid any type of blackout situations?
Well, we're trying to do everything we can, and that's both on and off the field. Obviously, on the field, it starts with having an exciting team that the fans can be excited about. And, we've had a great offseason. We're excited about the team. You've heard that throughout the spring and throughout the OTAs and many camps. And, this preseason is going to be interesting with a new system, a new offense, new defensive coordinator, quarterback competition. This is a very exciting time. So, we're hopeful that we see the continued momentum from the postseason ticket sales that we've seen so far. We've sold over 6,000 new season tickets. We're excited about that. Really excited that fans have, most of those have come since the draft, by the way. So fans have really reacted well to the draft. And, I think we're gonna hopefully, be able to sell out a number of these games on our own without having to turn to corporate sponsors or some of the things that you need to do to keep the game on local television. But our clear goal was to keep every game on local television. We're going to work tirelessly and really leave no stone unturned, coming up with ideas and creative marketing ways to sell tickets and keep the games available for those fans who can't make it out. But part of that is our fans stepping up too. So we know we got to take that first step with an exciting team and one they can be proud to embrace and want to make that commitment. But we're hopeful the fans also recognize that Sun Life Stadium's a great place to be on Sunday afternoons.
Great to hear that. Mike D is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Team going to work very hard to make sure all games are televised locally, but still, great experience to come out to Sun Life Stadium. 1-888-FINSTICKS, as always, or Dolphins.com. Also, that special for the home opener against the Raiders is on Mike's Twitter page. You can check it out there. We'll have all the details for you throughout the show today. Mike, really appreciate you calling in, shedding a little bit of light on this process that I know fans are very, very interested in. It's amazing, the emotional ties that people have to logos and colors and uniforms, and it really manifests itself in great excitement when this kind of thing comes up. Really appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Hey, and thanks, Jess. And by the way, feel free to have a little fun on the show, as you guys always do, I know. But, we are always looking. You can serve as our crack research team there. So, any of the emails that you get into the comment center, and, we'll be curious to get feedback. Great question as an example. The current Dolphin, which was adopted, I think, in 1995, that has a more defined, some describe it as cartoonish image, face. What do fans feel about that Dolphin relative to the Dolphin of '70s and '80s that was a little bit more abstract and didn't have that same detail? So, those are the kinds of questions that'd be great to hear from our fans. Mm-hmm. We're early enough in this process where we can, make some changes and incorporate things we hear into the work we're doing. So we'd love to hear from everybody.
Well, let me just tell you, I did a very unscientific Twitter poll this afternoon, a couple hundred votes, and the options I gave people were to keep the logo as is, the mid-90s logo, the cartoony one, to go back to an old-school logo, or to do a modern overhaul of the logo. It was 34%, 33%, and 33%. So you can look at it one of two ways. You either can't go wrong or you can't go right.
That's great. Hey, and that's what makes this so much fun, because, yeah, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And but rest assured, whatever we settle on, I think fans will rally around and excited to do it. And that may be the current logo, or it may be something along the lines of those three categories you just mentioned. So we'll wait and see.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks so much.